From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. It's the opening weekend this Friday through a Sunday matinee for the play On Golden Pond at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke. A fractured family looks for healing and love at a summer home in Maine. There's drama, of course, and some laughs as well. Director Angela McNeil wanted her actors at the Bear Theater to go beyond what people saw in the Henry Fonda, Jane Fonda movie.
This cast has done just that. They have really created unique characters that really capture, I think, what Ernest Thompson wanted for those characters. He has a great note about where his heart was when he wrote this play, and I think we have done a really great job at capturing that.
The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra presents Beethoven's Pastorale this Sunday afternoon at Jefferson Center. RSO conductor and music director David Stewart Wiley.
If you have to travel into town, you can come to my pre-concert conversation at 2. And then the concert also includes Grieg music, Morning Mood, Peer Gynt, a wonderful trombone concerto with our principal trombonist, Jay Krohn. And then the culmination is Beethoven's 6th Symphony, the Pastorale.
The monthly Art by Night is back in downtown Roanoke this Friday. Opening at Gallery 360 this Friday, Truth and Other Fictions with works by David Baird, Edmund Praby, and Scott Knoll. This Friday at Left of Center Gallery in downtown Roanoke, another opening reception from 5 to 8:30 p.m. for works by artist Raven Sky McDonough, redefining the art of collage. And at Riverdale Village in the Community Room at the 9th Street Industrial Park in Southeast Roanoke, local artist Kevin Deck with a special art gallery showing and social this Friday between 6 and 8 p.m. entitled American Viscose Plant Revelations, Riverdale Exhibit. Back to the stage, opening this Friday night through a Sunday matinee at Little Town Players in Bedford, the Diary of Anne Frank, as two Jewish families hide from the Nazis in Amsterdam in fear of being deported to concentration camps, all chronicled by teenager Anne Frank, whose published diary of 2+ years in hiding is a classic. Desiree Boffman directs the Diary of Anne Frank at Little Town Players.
That's what I think makes the story especially devastating. The fact that we have a record of this group of people amongst millions that went through the same thing from a girl that was so insightful and so mature for her age. I mean, when you read that diary, you can't imagine that a 12 to 15-year-old girl wrote it.
The Blue Ridge Potters Guild 26th Annual Show and Sale takes place this Saturday and Sunday at Patrick Henry High School in Roanoke. There are door prizes, with pottery being the giveaway and a juried competition. Judy Lackey is a pottery artist herself and the show co-chair.
47 booths of incredible pottery, from functional, meaning the mugs, the bowls, the platters, to the sculptures, the Santa hat. The ones that you're not going to use in your daily life. All our potters are very unique.
Loud clanging and banging at the Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. Marie Sue at the Spot on Kirk Friday. Award-winning guitarist Clive Carroll at the Spot next Monday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donations, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.